Sports Betting Show, coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
And baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
What? Good day, Teddy.
That's Bruce.
What's going on, dude? Yeah, I mean, you know, it's cold. It's brisk in here. We lost a little bit of our bricks.
It did. We lost some bricks. I just realized it.
Is that the one I just put off?
Yeah. Totally. It's a tough situation laying brick in here. Mid, how are we?
When did we know that?
Huh?
When did we know that went down?
Just right 1 second ago.
Oh.
You watched it live.
Oh, it fell down.
No, you watched me notice live.
Oh.
It's a damn shame.
We still have that roll?
Yeah. I see the bricks.
We'll fix it. Yeah, we still have the bricks. Wild card Monday.
Hell yeah, brother.
Two games, one's at 4:30, so you know.
We don't have to what the fuck it. It's every fucking day. We what the fuck the microphone.
I know. Jeez, I know. I went 0-4 on the weekend, but now I'm out there just right to start.
0-4?
I did not hit an NBA bet.
What is wrong with that thing?
Yeah, just don't. Try.
I'm not talking to
it. There it is.
Yeah, fix it. Just don't touch it.
Still touch it.
Fix it.
I was a nice little 3-1.
Me
plus,
as well.
Plus the CJ Stroud Flacco. That was a good little nugget.
I had all the dogs. One dog didn't cover.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah.
Tough way to end the season after a promising start.
Yeah.
Just like last year.
Yeah.
Last year, Tua got hurt. Everybody else was healthy. This year, everybody else got hurt. Tua was healthy.
Bingo.
So now we're minus 40 in the cap, and Teron Armstead wants to retire. So, yeah, I mean, it should be.
You'll be fine.
McDaniel's just getting started.
Yeah, just getting started.
The work.
I do think that there
next year, everyone's going to be healthy.
I do actually think there is something biological about going from 80 degrees Miami to that.
Yes.
What was Eagle talking about? Your blood being thinner? That might be it.
I don't know. It just wasn't. The game plan was the problem for me.
What, do you want more run?
I don't know why we're trying. Like, if you're playing in wind and you're going to fucking throw, don't throw behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And they did it fucking a bunch of times. Like, if something's not working, let's go to the next page. Try something new.
You can't really throw it down the field.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're not going to throw it, then just pound the rock.
Yeah, but you see those highlights of the defense tackling, and it was probably always going to go one way, it felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did Bruce Irving play?
No. He saw the weather and just stayed.
I'm good. I'm all right.
Malik Reed was out there first play of the game.
What kills me, too, is like the details of it all, but like your punter and kicker just basically having like no plan. Like Bucker and Townsend, they like clearly had like, come up with a strategy about how they're going to go about it, that would bother me.
I mean, I don't think the kicking and punting was the deal breaker in that one.
No,
probably
it was
not.
It was everything, for sure.
Oh, no. Never mind. We're good. 4:30. 45 minutes away.
Yep.
10 is the spread. The new total. 38.5 because of the change of day. So the wind and snow is not a thing you really have to worry about now. She's a little cold. I created a 10-leg unders parlay that is fucking absolutely
so dead.
Absolutely dead, and there's no cash out option on that. So that's awesome. How do we feel about the game?
I tell you what, give me the Steelers in the 10 and Bills better win.
Okay.
Because this has been
it's gonna be Buffalo over.
This has been a tough few days for the Buffalo Bills fan base here, in my mind.
You know, I didn't know they were such a. You talk a little shit and
they talk the most shit.
Well, you talk a little shit to them, they don't like that.
No, not at all.
They can give it, but they can't take it.
I understand the travel ban and the safety, but guess what? At least go fucking shovel if you want your boys to play.
A lot of people attacking the Bills organization right now for just not just hiring professionals.
Yeah, that is an issue. Like fair it feels point. Like everything is just kind of it's a massive mess here.
Also, you're
only offering 200 people, people $20 an hour.
Yeah, and you could probably recruit 200 snowblowers.
You're asking them to work overnight.
Yeah,
the start at midnight thing was kind of like.
That was a travel ban again.
You know what you did at the shipyard when there was snow?
Tell us.
You got a fucking air thing. You hooked it up to a compressor and you blew the snow with a fucking air hose.
A snow blower. Yeah. Many.
Yeah. It was just more powerful because it was a compressor air. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, what year is it?
When we were looking for videos today, there were videos from like 2017 and there was less snow, but also just like a way better operation.
Yeah. Like, what happened here?
I don't know.
We've had like a few days to figure it out too. Like, I understand the travel ban, but you were in Buffalo. Like,
yeah, I don't know. But, you know, to the matter at hand, I like the Steelers +10 and the under. When we were doing this for the Sunday game in the weather, I kind of think we're flying over, especially with Sal on the field looking at that turf. It doesn't really look like footing's going to be much of a.
I was thinking the same kind of earlier.
Yeah.
Dogs now 23-11 after this weekend against spread the last six seasons. Double digit favorites are 11-4 ATS since 2010. But the Bills are 0-9 since 2022 as a double-digit favorite ATS.
Mike Tomlin 2-5 as a double-digit underdog, which is kind of weird. Yeah, isn't that odd?
They're kind of the kings of covering a short dog.
Yeah, +3 at home.
Steelers 1-10 straight up without TJ Watt. Quarterbacks in their first start in the playoffs going against quarterback, not their first start, which we have today. 19-36-1 since 2022.
Yeah, but Rudolph's such a bad, it doesn't feel like his first time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take 10. I'm going to ride with the boys.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be laying 10. Not in the playoffs. Not in 2024.
No, can't have it.
Well, I mean, Rudolph had good numbers in the rain in Baltimore.
18-20, great number.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are averaging 28 points a game with Mason.
What are we talking about?
You should be covering any number they throw out there. I do think that the Bills grind out a win. I've been going back and forth. It's the most public prop probably on the board right now. But Josh Allen, just anytime touchdown. Yeah.
Sure.
Every game he goose egged last week. Every game post goose egg this year, he has scored.
Feels like a good one.
Often scores twice. It's tough to feel like that isn't a bit inevitable. But I just kind of did the risk free same game parlay, and I'm honestly kicking my feet up and enjoying the snow spectacle here. Before Gumpy, I think we're about to square off. Game number two.
Yeah, we are too. Yeah. The late game, the 8 o'clocker, Philly. At Tampa Bay, 3 is your number. What's our total on that?
43.5
43.5 Philly on a 1-5 run, 0-6 ATS. Tampa on a 5-1 run, 4-2 ATS. Hurts is 2-2 ATS in the playoffs, as a playoff quarterback. Baker's 2-0 ATS. 59% is on the Eagles. By the way, 52% is on the Steelers. +10
Kind of. I just realized.
Always on the Eagles.
59
It's funny because everyone's on the Bucs, right?
It's like the popular, it's like sharp popular where it's like the home underdog historical thing.
I'm on the, I have to take the hotter team. It's just, that's in my DNA. So I will take the Bucs +3 at home as a home dog in the playoffs, which are now, what did I say, 9-3-2 in the last 10 years?
Yep. I love the Eagles tonight.
Okay.
I really do. I am taking a money line -150. I know AJ Brown hurts, but I also think it might help in a way.
Are you worried about the fingy?
Not at all.
Really?
DeAndre Swift's back as well. They could just pound the rock.
So
we're not far. We're like the Bucks went into Carolina and won 9-0. Like I know the Bucks are good, but I don't think they're as good as everyone's hyping them up to be against an Eagles team that I know has struggled, but there's a lot of fucking talent on that team. And I think they show up tonight.
This is not a Bucks. This is not a pro Bucks pick. I'll say that. This is an anti-Eagles pick.
I just think the Eagles, I think Devontae Smith has a night. I think they'll just pound the rock with Swift. I just think the Eagles show up
tonight. I mean, what's it been for the Bucks? Last week they won 9-0 against the Panthers, and they got blown out by the Saints the week before that.
Yeah.
So not exactly an endorsing.
Yeah.
Very, very a ringing
endorsement on either side.
Yeah.
They've
been getting behind the sticks. They haven't been running the ball.
I think either side loses to the Lions.
Safe to say.
We'll talk about that moving forward.
Either
I think
team.
It depends on the number. Like if the Eagles win tonight and the Eagles are marching in, the Lions as what? A 6-point dog?
Yeah. I loved the Bucks +3 even if you take out hurts his finger, and I love it twice as much that his finger is banged up. I just realized, though, it's pretty much full circle when you think of the start of the Eagles' rise when they played Tom in Tampa and lost that game. Now here they are back kind of almost at the what feels like the potential closing of the window.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of poetic, but I absolutely love the Bucks plus three. I think that they run the ball just enough to keep it third and manageable for Baker. And if you keep it third and manageable, Baker should be able to put points up on the board. And I do honestly believe that this is because the last 2 weeks really it felt like, all right, the Eagles got to get going here. They just haven't been able to start the car. And I think that if that finger affects his accuracy and they fall behind, they're in trouble, man.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else for today, tonight?
What do you got, man?
I'm taking the Bucks. And then, yeah, I'm taking the Bucks and the Steelers. I just like the dogs.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Good boy, man.
Love the dogs. NBA's been playing games all day long. There are, I think, like five or six left tonight. Mate, you like anything tonight?
Honestly, right now, live bet on the Knicks.
Okay.
I actually do like.
What is the score?
41-35.
Yeah. Ooh, the Magic.
Yeah, the Magic are pretty good, but I do just think it's a good price. NBA.
Brunson. There is no Brunson. And so because of that, I took Julius Randle 25 plus, and he cannot buy
it. Brunson's not playing?
Brunson is out with, I believe, a calf.
Wow.
And Randle can't buy a bucket. So that live bet, I would just maybe not.
My reasoning behind this is I just do this a lot with the NBA. Whenever a team that is favored or
goes down,
a team that I like, they go down, the NBA is just a pretty fickle thing, and they have pretty good, like, you can get good odds mid-game. But what I do really like is I love Miami going into Brooklyn.
Okay.
Money line, that's about 104. And then Indiana catching 7 against the Jazz.
Ooh.
Indiana's been playing pretty good without Halliburton. And then,
honestly, what are they doing catching 7?
Yeah, I don't know. The Jazz have been
balling, dude.
The Jazz have been a pretty hot team too, but I just think 7's a lot of points there. And then really Oklahoma City going into the Lakers basically a pick 'em.
Yeah.
That's not a spot where I would ever take the Lakers, so I'm not going to put the money on it, but I like Oklahoma City.
I got OKC money line, and then I just got a money line parlay with the Celtics and the Warriors -120.
Okay.
Yeah. Team ride OKC.
Yeah.
And then I know NHL's playing today. Do we have anything tonight?
Yeah, I got a few here.
Yeah, we have what? 1, 2, 3, 4 games left tonight.
Okay. I got the Islanders even money against the Wild.
Okay.
I like Vegas money line at home against the Preds.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Lanch in 60 at Montreal.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Watching people shovel with their hands.
How's footy going?
Footy?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good yesterday.
Big draw for a shorthanded Tottenham squad. They didn't actually get a red card, but they just didn't have any of their good.
They should have won that game. Timo Werner actually looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Better than he did in his Chelsea.
I love Tony, we got this new guy, Dragu.
Yeah.
Dragusin.
Yeah, Bruce, I know.
Yeah, he's cool. He's really cool.
Come on, Bruce. I know.
Just keeping you posted.
All right. So I think we're good. We're going to watch these games.
Yeah, we'll hold the phone.
Say baby. Say baby.
And I meant to say baby.
Court here.
Huh?
Let's head to the court here.
Let's head to the say baby.
Merrimack.
Of course.
Catching 1.5 at Central Connecticut State.
You got to add a little more to the E there. Merrimack.
Nah, Merrimack's good.
I mean, I don't see an E in there.
An I.
I got an I.
Yeah, it's an I.
All right. Fairleigh Dickinson, money line at St. Francis, PA. Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, catching 2 at Southeast Louisiana. American money line versus Loyola Maryland. Sacred Heart money line versus Lemoyne. Florida A&M +2.5 versus Grambling State. And Hampton on the money line versus North Carolina A&T.
Okay.
Did they just blow all the snow from the field into the stands?
That's what I was just looking at. Joe Pomp posted a picture.
Yeah.
Where there's
side by side.
Where there's a ton of snow on the field and none in the stands. And then the field is completely clear. And then there's a bunch in the
stands. They snow blew all the snow.
That would happen.
Yeah. It had to have been.
There's no way that's physically possible, but...
Yeah, with a massive industrial, like, truck-sized snowblowers.
This is maybe one of the biggest calamities for, like, a place that's supposed to be ready for weathers like this. Is it not?
Sure. I'm not going to argue it.
How much did it snow?
I think a ton.
3 feet?
I think a ton. I'm not sure.
Like, 4 feet?
I don't know. I heard... we were watching the Miami Dolphins game, and I heard that they have like pipes under the field that heat up the field.
Yeah.
Why the fuck doesn't Buffalo have this?
They are.
They're in the new stadium.
Yeah.
And then do you like when Rashee Rice went down on the sideline?
Rashee.
How do you say
it? Rashee Rice.
Rashee. When he went down on the side, like you could tell the sideline was just absolute, like an absolute brick. Awful.
Yeah. The actual field's fine.
Yeah. The middle probably warmest, and then as you go out, probably cooled down.
Mate, you got anything to send us out of here?
Oh, yeah, Tony, I got something for you.
Give me something good.
Tony. Mm-hmm. Our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising every time we fall.
Hell yeah.
That was good.
Marcus Aurelius.
What?
Who was it by?
Gustavs Porzingis.
It's by
Mike Tomlin.
Don Shula.
No, this is by a Miller at Miller _ Designs. Looks like a Braxton Miller fan page.
It's about beating Michigan.
Hit. Nice. All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Have her. Nah.